Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. This week we're talking about unleashing excellence, and it's in conjunction with a masterclass series I'm running over at supercoachacademy.com called A Taste of Supercoach Academy, and live places are not available on that because we had over 1,000 people sign up for the live series. But if you go to supercoachacademy.com, you can learn more about the academy, which begins in January of 2017. And also you can get access to the recordings. I'm not quite sure how it works, but there's a way to get access to the recordings of the masterclass series if you want to listen in and learn more about insight and impact and innovation and performance and results, which are sort of five of the key things that I teach in Supercoach Academy. Well, today I want to talk about what's beyond excellence. And I want to use as a jumping off point a quote from Giorgio Vasari about Leonardo da Vinci. So here's the quote. "In the normal course of events, many men and women are born with remarkable talents. But occasionally, in a way that transcends nature, a single person is marvelously endowed by heaven with beauty, grace, and talent in such abundance that he leaves other men far behind. All his actions seem inspired, and indeed everything he does clearly comes from God rather than from human skill." Everyone acknowledged that this was true of Leonardo da Vinci, an artist of outstanding physical beauty who displayed infinite grace in everything that he did, and who cultivated his genius so brilliantly that all problems he studied, he solved with ease. Now, there are a few ways of hearing that. One is, gosh, wouldn't it be cool to be like Leonardo da Vinci and endowed by the divine with remarkable talents that transcend nature? And, oh, well, I guess I'm not that. I'm just going to have to do it on hard work, you know, on spit and vinegar and grit and all of that. But there's something in there that I believe is true of everybody. And I base this not on, you know, positive thinking, but on having spent 26 years working with top performers in a variety of fields. And everyone that I know who has ever experienced moments of high performance has experienced moments of transcendent performance, moments of being in flow, moments of being in the zone where what comes out of them is beyond excellence. It's beyond their own high level of skill. It transcends nature. It demonstrates beauty, grace, and talent in abundance. It clearly comes from God rather than from human skill. And it does come from cultivating your genius. It does come from taking the time to bring out that which is in you. When you unleash excellence, you invite genius. When you unleash the highest you have inside you, you open up to something even higher that comes through from beyond you. Now, I'm not going to pretend to understand exactly what that is, and yet any of us who have been touched by great performance, either in ourselves or as viewers, as people who appreciate great art, who appreciate genius in expression in the world, who appreciate the beauty of a painting, of a dance, of a song, of a movie, of something that is not just good, not just excellent, but in some way transcendent. That is the human potential, not necessarily to live every moment from that level where everything you do displays infinite grace, but to open up to more and more of that in your life and in your performance. That's why successful people hire coaches. That's why great artists continue to strive to go beyond themselves, to cultivate their genius, but in so doing, to open themselves up to the source of genius, to unleash excellence, but in so doing, to invite genius. And that's my invitation to you. However far along you think you are, and people seem to be pretty split. Some people think they're way further along than they probably really are. A lot of people think they're nowhere near as far along as they actually are. But at any stage of the game, you can have a transcendent moment. At any stage of the game, you can drop into that flow state where what comes through you is evidently from either beyond you or a deeper place that you've been able to touch inside you. And that is the gift of high performance. That is the gift of excellence. That's one of the gifts of being alive. How do you do it? Well, you do it by cultivating your genius. You do it by showing up. You do it by opening up. You do it by putting yourself on a learning curve and being willing to make mistakes and learn from the mistakes and then make bigger mistakes and learn from those mistakes and then have moments of wonderful flow. You do it not by thinking about it, but by doing it. And that's my invitation to you this week. Don't just think about it. Do it. Have fun. Learn heaps. And I'll talk to you soon.